Ellen has been off the air for a couple of weeks. I guess they had to work on the logistics of getting the show done from her house. Some pretty interesting facts about the show yesterday, including the fact that her producer was outside. Like, so he was producing, but there was a window, but it's tinted, so he couldn't see in, but she could see out. So that was kind of a fun element. Like, he had no idea she was watching him.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. But she did a really kind of positive, you know, this is kind of what we have to do now. We want the show to be on the air. There's no audience. You can be critical of my house. This is my dog. Like, it was kind of normal. And then she made a joke. Look, Ellen is a comedian.
Well, she's a New Orleans native.
Yep.
She's done so many great things for so many people over the years that when she gets in trouble, you'd think she should be given a little extra grace, but boy, she's being slammed.
She is, I mean, if you go to Twitter or you go to social media in any aspect, probably on Instagram and on Facebook as well, there's a certain segment of the population that is just absolutely hammering her right now for something she said. And obviously when she said it, it was a joke. She's a comedian. There used to be like this, I don't know, this thing in our brains that told us it's not personal, it's not real, it's meant for laughs. Maybe because there's no audience and nobody could laugh when she said it, it makes it more standoffish.
But, you know, we live in an outrage culture. Everybody gets outraged over everything. And so it's...
You put your chocolate in my peanut butter. Can you imagine what that would be like
now? I
know,
right? But who can get to Twitter first to be clever in trashing somebody?
So I'm just going to say what she said. I tried to find the audio, and I couldn't get a good copy of it. But and I may misspeak on a word or two, but just this is basically what she said. She, again, real positive message about, look, let's all, we're in this together, and this is the things that we have to do. And then she says, you know, being locked up in my house is kind of like being in prison. And this is when you're like, uh-oh, she's about to say something that somebody somewhere is not going to like. And then she said, I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everybody's gay. And when she said it, like, I was like, that was funny. Like, it was a joke. There was no audience response. There's no laugh track. There was no nothing. So what, it's like the joke fell on its face, but it didn't, because I'm laughing out loud. But guess what? Twitter's not laughing.
The outrage culture said, how much is your mansion worth, Ellen?
Yep. Have you ever been in a prison cell, Ellen? You know, I mean, it really wasn't about the second part of her comment that offended people. It was the first part. Because, I mean, she and Portia were home. So, you know, I mean, they get the second part.
She was being funny.
But the first part was like, how dare you compare your Beverly Hills mansion to a jail cell? I mean, I have friends in Folsom Prison, and you ought to see it. It's like, oh, my goodness. Look, again, maybe it wasn't the best joke she ever made. Maybe there's some sensitivity issues there. But, I mean, I would think that Ellen, who has dealt with some of the persecutions of being
backlash,
different and whatever, when she came out on her show, on the primetime show, what a big deal that was. I'm like, come on, man. Yo, she's done so much good work for us alone here in New Orleans. She's got a great relationship with Drew Brees. They've done a lot of charitable things. Like, lighten up, Francis. But people can't.
No, they can't. Everybody's prison is different. It was a metaphorical prison,
yes,
not like a literal one.
I'm locked in a room,
and
I'm wearing the same clothes every day.
Over and over, and I don't know what day it is.
And, you know, there's that whole other thing. So, like, I mean, I think we're just in a place now where we can't help ourselves. We have to have a reason to be mad every day. I mean, you got plenty of reasons to be mad without Ellen. So just be mad at something
else. We try so hard to always give you something to divert your outrage at. Like, I want you to be angry if, let's say, you're voting for WKRP.
And the Jeffersons
And the Jeffersons win.
Yeah,
are winning or whatever.
That.
Get mad about that. That's what we're trying to do. Just to keep things a little bit lighter here inside the Big Morning Show.
Yeah, be mad at the toilet paper aisle. I am still to this day.
I wake up listening every day.
Wake up and win. Wake up and laugh. Wake up big.
It's always funny in the morning. It wakes you up.
With the Big Morning Show.
Good way to wake up.
Best way to wake up.
Yeah.
On Big 102.1.